Music.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe that's okay, and it's just for a while. That's how it goes.
I didn't listen. Can you say that again one more time? You don't sound the same. No, you don't sound the same.
So what if we can't work it out? I didn't mean to wear you down. I'm sorry that I love you always sounds the same. I'm sorry that I love you always sounds the same.
Feels like a centipede under my skin. Makes me wanna burn down everything. I'm sorry that I love you always sounds the same. I'm sorry that I love you always sounds the same.
Have a little bit of sunshine. Can I fathom any reason why I wouldn't feel the same about it, darling? Don't you hate to cry?
I keep telling you I don't know why.
You keep telling me that you don't mind. And I don't know why.
Are you the enemy or because if so, you should sign up, I'm afraid. Tell me a joke you made up on the spot or an impression of a trait.
Just wait for me to hang up the phone. It's okay if you wanna be alone.
Get out. I didn't mean to wear you down. I'm sorry that I love you always sounds the same. I'm sorry that I love you always sounds the same.
Music.
You just heard It's Always Sunny Somewhere interlude by Rosie and Centipede by Estelle Allen off of her new EP album called Strange Creature. It's great. It just came out this August. She's great. She's from Los Angeles. But I saw her play at Redgate Art Society with Anita Velveeta from Minneapolis, and it was really great. She has a really great stage presence. It's amazing. Love her. Love Rosie, too. She's from Minneapolis, as I am, which is... Don't worry, we're going to be playing Canadian things, too, but a lot of Minneapolis stuff. Up next, I'm going to play Body of Water by Nightjars. Nightjars is another American, but again, he plays in Vancouver a bit. He used to play at 648 Kingsway, I think a few times. I saw him last February. And the other day, I was at my friend's house, and his roommate was wearing a Nightjars shirt, and it made me so happy. So here is Body of Water.
Thank you.
Okay, so I grab her hand as soon as I see her look down that trail. A moment of curiosity is all the permission I need. We both know I see what she sees. We don't need to speak. A slow-stepping medley. I pull her, she pulls me. Now we're doing one of these little forced runs down the hill. Surprisingly, she doesn't break free. She can see that I am happy. I make it clear. I am skipping cheerfully. I can be honest. She hasn't looked great lately. Doesn't make eye contact. You know, one of those. Kinda looks down like she's so interested in her toes. I know where she goes, though. And the retreat isn't much better. She said, it'll be okay, we just gotta keep it together. I wanted to say out loud what a trap her mind has been. But mostly, I can't tell where she ends and I begin. We both go on, trawling along, pretending this all makes sense. In this world, we stay crazy. She thinks that's unforgivable. When she's angry, I think she hates me. Like clockwork, so predictable. I'm happy I'm here today, though. She was wrong. That's forgivable. We're at a crossroads. And I like it, because it's pivotal. We reach the bottom of the path to find a river of sludge. Instantly promising to be an alluvial fan as it once was. With disgust, she stopped in her tracks, pulling us way back as before. I stare past her, into the deep green deciduous forest, room to grow, draped in the divots of a tall sovereign maple, inextricable. A golden woman with long curled hair, a serpentine grin, an alluring glare in a lustrous charmeuse, the color of spruce in the middle of summer. She was beaming, and before I knew it, in all my awe, so I was, so we were. We watched her for eternity, so long that the river of sludge disappeared. But how could this much freedom incite this much fear? We are all here. My feet made it clear. They had no more demands to move. Just as two soft hands joined with mine. And I could tell these hands approve. No one said a word. We were all comforted like daughters. We cried until the river was given back her water. Thank you.
Even if you wanted to leave me, I'd never let you go.
Pictures, what a great surprise. 5 pounds of gray matter on the other side that try to tell me that I'm alright. And there's just blood and muscle inside of my heart that try to pull me out of fits and starts. So what's the way to your brain? What's the price to remain? On the other side of someone's sin.
Catch California noise artists TVMA and Andrew Wayne as they bring their West Coast tour to Green Auto on Wednesday, October 16th. Joined by local favorites, Two Girls, One Daw, Tough Cell, B4AT, and Libra Baby. Don't miss this night of genre-blurring electronic music by queer and trans artists. doors at 7 p.m., and music at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 online via Green Auto's Eventbrite or $15 at the door. Masks required. Can't wait to see you there.
Okay. The last three
in the context of Vancouver's opioid.
Sorry about that. Technical error. The last three songs that you heard. First, you heard There Am I by Priceless off of her album Zoetry. I was told to listen to this album, it's a spoken word album, in my Indigenous literature class this week. And it's very brilliant. My professor is Dr. Alexa Manuel. If you're a UBC student, she's really wonderful. If you ever have an opportunity to take one of her classes. I think she might teach at SFU as well, but I might be wrong about that. But anyway, really wonderful album, really wonderful song. I could have picked any song off of that album. It's all great. Again, Indigenous artist. I don't know which nation, unfortunately. But after that, you heard Cheekbones by Like Bears and Psych 101 and Done by Worried Well. Both of these songs were given to me by my very good friend Charlie, who sends me a lot of music. And one day I will have him guest host because it feels almost like unfair not to, because he sends me so much of the music that I listen to. But always thankful for him, to him, for that. Up next, we're going to have some Patti Smith. If anyone here hasn't read Just Kids, which I'm choosing to believe that everyone who is listening has read that book, because I like to live in an ideal world. But if you haven't, it's genius. It's brilliant. It's one of my favorite books. She's a really great writer. It's about her life with photographer and artist Robert Mapplethorpe in the 60s and the 70s. And it's about their relationship and their relationship to their art and New York. And it's just, it's really wonderful. And it makes me like art a lot. I like art a lot anyway, but it makes me want to make art and hang out with artists more than I do. So here's Free Money. After that, we're going to have PUP, short for Pathetic Use of Potential. Their album, The Dream Is Over, is my favorite, like, angry, sad album. This is not off of that album. This is off of Morbid Stuff. It's called Bloody Mary, Kate and Ashley, which is, it's a very goofy song. It's very good, but it's very goofy. And then after that, we're going to have a bit more Canadian music. I mean, PUP is Canadian, but more Canadian music, finally, because we started with a lot of Americans. But anyway, here is that.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't be bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, baby.
cage on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet Fem and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby, then cool, cold in fields of snow and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming. We'll be right back.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Yes, the opioid stuff, very important. And remember that you can still get opioid kits from pretty much any pharmacy, and you can get trained online for free. It's about probably an hour less to do the training, and the naloxone is free. And it's very important. It's easy to carry around. I carry mine around. It's great. Anyway, up next, we're going to have Suit Up Tight by Slightest Clue. They're from the Lower Mainland. They're local. This is off of their Carousel EP. And then we're going to have Any Two Words is the band. And the song is called If Affected, Do Not Drive a Motor Vehicle or Operate Machinery. And this is a song that my friend was kind of obsessed with. Maybe not obsessed with. He was talking about it a lot the other day. So I'm going to play it for him. And then after that, we're going to have Pushin' Daisies by Pushin' Daisies off of their album Pushin' Daisies, which is another Canadian band. Cool.
Well, all I've got is ticking blocks, so I'll wait. Thank you. What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Randophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. You just heard Pushin' Daisies off of Pushin' Daisies by artist Pushin' Daisies, which I know I already said, but I think it's so funny. Before that, you heard If Affected, Do Not Drive a Motor Vehicle or Operate Machinery. And now you're going to hear Space Case Part 4 by Bredin, which is such a fun song. It's so goofy. It's off of, like, sort of not, but sort of. It's off of an album called King Quincy's Dinner Party. There's, I think, 5 Space Case parts, but I'm just going to play the fourth one. And then after that, I really hate to do this to you, but I'm going to play Psychic Wound by King Princess off of the absolutely devastating film soundtrack, I Saw the TV Glow, which if you haven't seen, okay, oh my God. Not everyone likes it. There's a guy in my film class who doesn't like it, but I like it. And a lot of people cry over this movie, if that's something you're interested in. If you're interested in trans media at all and you haven't seen it, I don't even know what to tell you. It's incredible. And the song is incredible. Her performance in in the film is very cool as well. So here's those two songs.
Skull cobblestone, technodrome, tricolored stone. Find a piece of this, find a piece of that. Take this thing here, put it over there with those other things. Maybe build salvation. Release and reach the atmosphere. Reach for the duct tape. Tear off a piece. Start making repairs. Holding my glove won't get me home.
Okay, I was going to play those two songs back to back, but there are a few more things I need to say. Three, I think. First of all, I need everyone to know that the album cover of King Quincy's Dinner Party, off of which Space Case Part 4 we just played, is an image of a beetle wearing a crown lording over a table full of flies and holding a wine glass and spilling it, and it's very goofy. Second of all, I was wrong about two things. First of all, there's six space cases, not five. Second of all, Psychic Wound, which we're about to hear, is by King Woman, not King Princess. I'm sorry, I got them mixed up. But anyway, here is Psychic Wound. After that, that song is so brilliant. That movie is so brilliant. Again, if you haven't seen I Saw the TV Glow, go watch it. But be emotionally prepared for it, especially if you're trans. Anyway, speaking of trans music, I'm going to play 23rd by June Henry. This is her new song. It's about, I believe, she just released... I think a series of Instagram reels talking about this, but it's about her experience being trans-masc in youth, but identifying as a woman later in life, but continuing to still identify as trans and take testosterone, which I think is just so cool. Very cool way to do gender. So this is 23rd. And after that, these are our last two songs. I'm going to play A Modern Lay by Slaughter Beach Dog. I love Slaughter Beach Dog. Sometimes at night, I go out to the playground by my house and go on the swings and listen to the Slaughter Beach Dog. And it's very fun. And the song is also my favorite song to listen to on the SkyTrain. I don't take the SkyTrain that often, so it's kind of novel and fun when I do. And this is a very good song to listen to while just staring at the front window, because it kind of feels like a roller coaster in some ways, especially the stretch that I take around King Edward Avenue and Marine Drive. It's very cool. Cannot recommend it enough. But anyway, here's June Henry.
Starting over always makes me think of you. A new house, undesecrated room. Can we please just argue here just once? Like breaking in my brand new shoes. Closer to the gas station where we team up to buy our cigarettes. Something haunting 23rd. Coffee, daycare, and another stupid smoke shop. Window lights, advertising, trade them. Maybe you would keep my eye on the next block. And I'm doing the shots again once a week, so I can still walk alone at night. Looking like a man makes me feel so free. But I miss being a girl in your eyes.
Jenny found herself in the supermarket line with the crossword editor of the New York Times. She said, how does it feel to be so well read? They can't even guess what you're reading. He says, I know I'm the big shot literary boss, but I do not intend to die on that cross. I make what I earn and I won't take no less. I'm not writing birthday greetings. And then Jenny's blood ran hot. She said, I'm not one for desk jockeys, but I'll give you a shot. Love in the United States. Empathy makes me a modern lay. American kids swing the American way. What do you learn from your lover? Tommy works all day sewing baseball gloves. Lays up at night watching Punch Drunk Love. He writes fan fiction on the factory floor, mostly concerning Fernando. And then one fine day on the production line, Fernando says, hey Tommy, I'm running out of time. I'm 28 years old at the edge of my prime, and I can't even play the piano. Tommy says, well, hell, Fern, neither can I. Do you want to come over and watch a movie sometime? Love in the United States. Empathy makes me a modern lay. American kids swing the American way. What do you learn from your lover?
Well, that was only half of that song, but it is time for the next show. Up next, we have Dead Succulent Haunt, a plant and nature-based alternative music show for everyone from the experts to the overwaters. Thank you so much for listening to Visual Media, and I will see you in 2 weeks.